Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ross, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Awesome. Doing great.
Ross.
Thank you guys for having me.
Adam, before you get into some NFL stuff, I have to talk about Ross. Ross went viral this weekend with his call of Kent State and Buffalo. Jarrett Patterson, the running back from Buffalo, had 8 touchdowns in this game, 400 yards rushing, and he was going to break what record was it at the end of the game? You were going nuts on the game because the coach took him out of the game.
You have to understand the scenario, and I know a lot of people in Cleveland follow Mac football. So the all-time rushing record in a Division I football game is Samaje Perine against Kansas in 2014 for Oklahoma. It's 427 yards. The all-time touchdown record is 8. So UB gets the ball at like the 30-yard line, and he's 28 yards away with 3 minutes left in the game. They give him 2 carries to get down to the 19-yard line. He's 18 yards away from really both records, right? Like when he scores the touchdown, he's going to have 9 touchdowns, which is more than anybody's ever had in a game, and he's going to have 428 yards. And they literally gave him 2 carries. They took him out at the 19-yard line.
Unbelievable.
I was like,
that's crazy.
I had no idea what was going on. I thought maybe they just wanted to get him to 400 yards. And so then they were like, okay, we got him as 400. I asked the coach afterwards, and they didn't know. But picture Bull being in the press box, and, like, all we're talking about the whole fourth quarter is the record.
Yeah.
They get the ball back. He's out there. They put him out in the field. I'm like, okay, this is sweet. They know. They're going for it. I'm going to save the rest of my life. I was at the game. And then they took him out. And it was like, I was like the old guys in Trading Places. Like, turn the machines back on. Like, put him back in the – I couldn't believe it. I was trying to come up with schemes. And, of course, 2 plays later, the other Buffalo running back runs it in for a touchdown. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, that could have been us.
That's terrible. They should not. I mean, that's crazy to take. Like, I could almost understand if he hadn't started that drive because, like, they don't want to rub it in anymore. But once you start him on the drive, you got to let him finish it. That's crazy.
They honestly, Adam, they didn't know. I think they wanted to get him 400 yards or. And honestly, it was 63-40 something. So maybe they just wanted to make sure he got, like, one more first down to help steal the game. I don't know. But, I mean. It was crazy. So thank you for bringing that up, Dustin.
Yeah, yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah, and that was awesome, man.
Hey, Ross, let's get to the Browns here because, you know, obviously it wasn't a pretty game, right? They only won by 2 points over Jacksonville. But and expectations change, right? For years we take any win, and now we want some style points or just more impressive wins against bad teams. But in the end, the Browns are 8-3. All these games have been close, these wins. But in the past, they always found a way to lose, and now they're always finding a way to win.
Yeah, so I got a couple things to say about this. Because I tweeted yesterday at Ross Tucker NFL that the Cleveland Browns are 8-3. And instead of what a difference a year makes, I said what a difference a coach makes.
Yep.
The amount of pushback from people that I got regarding the Browns schedule, you've got to be kidding me. I mean, we're talking about the Cleveland Browns. When's the last time you guys made the playoffs? 2002, maybe?
No, yeah, 2002, I mean, yes.
Haven't had a winning season
2007.
Since 2007,
yeah.
And people are going to talk about their schedule? First of all, this isn't college football. There's nothing they can do about their schedule. Secondly, people are like, well, who'd they beat? You know who they beat? They beat eight NFL teams. What the heck are you talking about? I mean, and they beat the Colts, who are pretty good. Like, it's crazy to me. Well, who'd they beat? Blah, blah. Get the Cleveland Browns. Are 8-3. I don't want to hear anything about their schedule. That drives me nuts. And no, you know what? It wasn't great against Jacksonville, but that was sort of a classic letdown spot. And Glennon played pretty well. Give him credit. Baker Mayfield, I have no idea how he missed that throw to Rashard Higgins. That was the winner for the worst throw of the day. And so they made it a little bit more interesting. Guess what? You know, I can argue the other way. That when you win, even though you don't play your best or don't play particularly well, that's the sign of a really good team.
Yeah.
How good is Nick Chubb? Is he the best running back in football? Like, I kind of think he is.
I think if you're talking pure runner of the football, he's really good, man. I don't know if I ever told you guys this, but I called the U.S. Army Bowl when he was a senior in high school. And he looked then exactly how he looks now.
Yeah.
I mean, he was like 200 pounds, all rocked up. I was like, who is this kid? I mean, he really looked like an NFL running back because Sony Michel was in the game too, and they were both going to Georgia. He is just so physically put together. Like, the people listening, if you ever saw Nick Chubb in person, you just wouldn't believe. Like, he is – a bowling ball of muscle. I will say this though, O-line's doing a nice job for him, man. I mean, they've got a top five O-line, and then you combine that with, by any measure, he's a top five running back. I think some people might say Dalvin Cook's better or Kamara's better if you're including the passing game, Dustin. If you're talking just running the football when the ball is handed to you, I think Chubb's as good as anybody. I think you're probably splitting hairs if you take Cook or one of these other, Derrick Henry. But I think Chubb's as good as anyone if you're talking about just running with the football. He's obviously not as good in the passing game as Cook or certainly a guy like Kamara, who's just a total freak.
Ross Tucker with us. Ross, this, like, obviously we know that COVID is wreaking havoc in the country right now, to some degree in the whole world. And it is in football, too. It seems like the NFL just decided a few weeks ago they weren't going to cancel games, but that's being pushed to the test. The Ravens have 20 guys on the COVID list. Do you think this game's getting played tomorrow?
Well, I guess they're waiting for 5 o'clock to know if anybody tested positive today or not. If nobody tested positive today, then I think that they feel like they're at the end of the outbreak. And that the guys that they would send to the game are all healthy. If somebody tests positive today, then the outbreak's not over yet. And I think that they'll postpone, cancel the game, whatever. And then you're talking about the Week 18 thing. And I've gotten so many tweets today. Why is the Ravens game pushed back, but the Broncos isn't? Because the Ravens have an outbreak. It's a health and safety issue. They don't want the team to travel or play in a game if there are some guys that might be COVID positive, whereas the Broncos are just idiots on multiple levels. Number one, for the quarterbacks to all get together on their off day and be within 6 feet of each other for 15 minutes in a row without masks on so that they're all high-risk contacts, and to not have any other backup plan like the Eagles, who had Josh McCown on practice squad from his house in Texas watching the meetings and practices on Zoom in case something like this happened. Honestly, the Broncos have nobody to blame but themselves on multiple levels. I think the NFL is playing it exactly right so far. If you have to push it back for health and safety, you push it back for health and safety. If it's a competitive thing, like, oh, man, they lost three quarterbacks, well, that's their fault, and they should have to play anyway. And I think it was a healthy thing for the world yesterday to watch Kendall Hinton play wide receiver so that every guy drinking the beer on their couch is like, I could be better than that guy. Nope, no, you couldn't. That guy,
won a state championship as a quarterback. He had a full ride to Wake Forest, Power 5 ACC as a quarterback. Eventually got switched to wide receiver. But think about how bad he looked out there. Like, yeah, that just goes to show you how hard it is to play that position.
No question, Ross. I also think that the league – I don't think the league cares about – at this point, I think they care about the games being played and the money being made. I don't think they care about who plays. Like, put the Hinton out there. Put anybody out there. As long as you've got enough guys to suit up and play the game, they don't care about competitive advantages or disadvantages. They just want the games to get played.
I wouldn't either. I mean,
right,
if I played for the Denver Broncos and they were like, hey, you know, we could maybe postpone this game or you could play right now. I want to play right now. I want to get my money as soon as possible. And they're not going to the playoffs. Like, they're not going anywhere anyway. People don't understand sometimes. Like, the guys for the Denver Broncos, they're not Denver Broncos fans. They're not from Denver, okay? They are independent contractors who get paid to play football for Denver organization to the best of their ability. It's like when I see all these fans, oh, they should forfeit. They should forfeit. The Ravens should forfeit. You know who doesn't want them to forfeit? The Steelers, because then they don't get paid. Let me be on the record on your show, okay? I would much rather lose and get paid than get a forfeit win and not get paid. I mean,
absolutely.
I can't be any clearer than that. And by the way, so would every single person listening right now. Trust me.
Yeah. Agreed. We're talking with Ross Tucker, radio.com sports. Ross, are we finally seeing the decline in Tom Brady, or is it the coach? Is it he's got a ton of talent around him. What do you make of the Buck struggles?
Well, I think this is the second year in a row where he's not a top five or probably not even top 10 quarterback. I still think he's in the top half of the league, but he is like this. I think this would happen to guys like Peyton Manning too. They are so precise. Because if you watch Bull, he's still got an arm, man. I mean, some of his throws, there was zip on him. It's not an arm strength thing. I think this year in particular, he doesn't know what these guys are doing. I mean, they have a blitz coming, and Mike Evans is hot and doesn't turn around. I mean, I just think Brady, like in New England, that would never, ever happen. They would never have a guy out there that doesn't know exactly what they're doing in that situation, that Brady's not 100. Brady would rather have me or Dustin out there and know exactly what we're going to do than a talented guy that's – think about how many guys Brady's gotten rid of the years that weren't doing what he thought they were supposed to do. Joey Galloway, Chad Johnson, Chad Ochocinco. Brady would say, I'm not throwing to him. You can put him out there, but I'm not throwing to him. He can't do that in Tampa because he's not really comfortable with any of them. So I think any of these guys, a Breeze, a Brady, a Manning, any of these, like, quarterback computer brains, I think would be in the same position with no OTAs, no minicamp, none of that stuff.
Ross, great stuff as always. Good to talk to you. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, see you, dudes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.